Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science, with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill discuss how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. The veteran biotech executive also shares his thoughts on how to keep things innovative at a company that's been around since the 1860s. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can find this episode and many more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, weirdos, Rachel here, and I have a very exciting announcement for you. On Monday, March 30th, we will be partnering with Caveat to put on our very first live-streamed episode of The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. If you've made it to one of our typical live shows at Caveat in New York City, this is going to be pretty similar. You can dress up as a Weirdest Thing fact and enjoy some drinks while listening to your favorite Weirdest Thing hosts regale you with bizarre and sensational stories. Except now you get to enjoy all of them from your couch, even if your couch is nowhere near New York City. Check the description of this update in your feed for links with more info. And on Monday, you should be following us on Twitter at @weirdest_thing or joining our Facebook group, where we'll make sure that we post all the information you need to find us at 7 p.m. Eastern and enjoy our fantabulous first ever live stream. It will be totally free to join, so you should tell all your friends, especially people who don't yet listen to The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. And you will have the opportunity to donate during the stream to support Weirdest Thing production, which has obviously gotten a little more complicated these days, and our good friends at Caveat, who have had to shut down their in-person shows for the foreseeable future as the New York City area fights to flatten the curve of COVID-19. So, free entertainment on a Monday night, weird facts to distract you from not-so-great times, and a great opportunity to hang out with weirdos near and far. And if you feel like it, to support some of your favorite nerdy artistic endeavors. I will be there with a glass of wine, and I hope you will be too. Or seltzer, you know, whatever you feel. It's all good. It would be super weird to do it without you. So log on and join us. Thanks for listening, weirdos.